Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Motivational Mondays. We discuss it all, helping businesses to motivate themselves and market themselves in business. This morning we have a special guest, Ms. Sharon Bullock from Metamorphosis Boutique. She's going to be our special guest this morning, and we're going to be giving out marketing tips for small businesses, things you can do on a shoestring to help your business. The number here is 347-637-1577. You can talk to Ms. Sharon Bullock live. Also, you can talk about your business. It's all about you here on Motivational Mondays. Marketing is a big, big part of our business. If you have a business, marketing is the number one aspect of your business that a lot of businesses do not take advantage of. Businesses have to market themselves. If no one knows who you are, then you won't be able to have a business that will profit. 10 powerful marketing tips for small businesses this morning. These are things that don't take a lot of money, that can also enhance your business. If you don't market your business, people won't know who you are. Be There Magazine is an online magazine that publishes businesses and lets you know where to go, who to call, and how to get there. I want to bring up our guest. Sharon, are you on the air?
I'm on the air.
This is Ms. Sharon Bullock. She is the owner of Metamorphosis Boutique and Wardrobe. Tell us about your business.
Yes. First of all, thank you for having me here. I'm very honored and blessed to be here. My boutique is Metamorphosis Wardrobe and Accessories Boutique, and I'm located in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland, right in the Whole Foods Shopping Center.
Lovely shopping center. It's a lovely location. How did you get started?
I got started, Russell. I opened the boutique in November 2007, and prior to that, I was actually vending for about 5 years, selling my wares, which at the time was jewelry, hats, and accessories. And when I decided to add clothing to my vending, it became a bit much to carry around. So I started looking for a storefront, because every time I used to have my things at different shows, people would always ask me, where is your store? So I just took that to heart and decided that I wanted a storefront. And I opened up in downtown Silver Spring, and the rest is history.
Wow, and I have personally visited your boutique. It is beautiful. You have so much class, so much elegance. The boutique, when they say boutique, you have what they call a boutique. The word boutique was used 25, 30 years ago. When you said boutique, a lady knew that it was something unique, special. They only shopped at boutiques. The word sometimes is thrown around, but you have a boutique, and I want the callers to know that you truly have a boutique. Give us what is the specialty as far as the clothing or type of clothing that you carry in your boutique?
And thank you, Russell. And you really hit the nail on the head, because what it's all about is that if it's not unique, we don't carry it. So we carry a lot of one-of-a-kinds, hard-to-find items. And I carry everything from head to ankle, just no shoes. So we carry women's apparel. We carry hats. We carry jewelry, belts, scarves, everything to make your wardrobe complete. And the reason I call it a wardrobe boutique is because that's exactly what it is. We specialize in separates, and by separates I mean we buy items that would complete an ensemble, but you can mix and match several pieces. So if I find something that's different, I would include a jacket, skirt, pants, maybe a duster, maybe a vest, maybe a different color, but in the same family, so that you can mix and match and be able to coordinate all of these separates into a wardrobe of, say, starting off with 5 pieces, and you may be able to increase it to 20 pieces just by accessorizing. So that's the key, is accessorize, especially in today's economy. You can simply buy accessories and expand your wardrobe.
And that's very unique, when you can take a item and accessorize it and make it look different. Even though it's the same item, you look different because of the accessories. And that's a lot of quality that a woman would love to know, and you have that in your boutique because you can show them how to do that. You can actually let them know how to accessorize and how to buy pieces from you, but also make those pieces last in other, I guess, when you say different venues or different areas, if they can go, like they're going out for dinner, they can wear the outfit, accessorize it, if they're going out for lunch or whatever. It's a situation where you can take your clothes and accessorize it and make it look different every time.
Absolutely. You can just slip on a jacket, let's say, if you're wearing a dress, and then you can just change the accessories to something, you know, a little more formal, or you can make it a little more casual, or you can just, you know, simply put some leggings on with under a certain dress or tunic that would make it more casual. So it's certain things that you can just mix and match and have, like you said, a totally different look. And that's what we specialize in the most. And we're starting something also called a metamorphosis soiree, where you can actually bring in friends who love to shop just like you do and have your own girlfriend party, if you will, at Metamorphosis. And you can get back what your friends spend in free gift certificates. So that's another way that you can expand your wardrobe, is by getting free gift certificates from Metamorphosis. And this is a program that we've implemented really starting this month.
That is an excellent, excellent program, when you can come in and bring others who like what you have and like what you enjoy, and then they can benefit from actually getting coupons or, like you say, discount on clothes that they want to buy. I want to also discuss your fashion is her passion. I like that slogan you have there. Fashion is her passion. What is a wardrobe consultant and a makeup artist and a color analyst? Tell us about that.
Sure. I started out years ago with my image consulting business, and what that means is you're making people be the best they can be in every sense that matters. And my concept is, make a woman feel good about herself from the outside so that it might permeate inside. And anybody that gives you compliments on how you look, you will automatically feel better, and it will help to build your self-esteem. So I like to consider myself an image consultant and wardrobe consultant. And a wardrobe consultant simply just help you to utilize what is going to be best looking on you. For example, the color analysis concept simply means just having your best colors or putting your best colors forward. In other words, we all have certain colors that we look best in. For example, I look better in earth tone colors, and it's based on the pigmentation in my skin, or my skin tone blends better with certain colors. You're either warm or you're cool. So if you're warm, you're going to look better. And if your skin undertones, let's say, have more yellow undertones, you may look better in brighter colors and earth tone colors. But if you have more pink or red undertones or olive undertones in your skin, you're going to look better in what we call winter colors or primary colors like true red, true blues, and summer pastels. So it's all about getting you in your best colors so that you can look your best.
And that's something important to know also, because people sometimes wear the wrong colors, and no one around them or someone that's close to them would even suggest to them that's the wrong color for you. But by you being a color analyst, you can spot that right away. You can tell them this color maybe looks better for you, this color goes better with your skin tone. And those things are important when you shop in a boutique. Your boutique will offer all that to you. So give out the number of your boutique and the address again.
Absolutely. The telephone number is 301-588-8901, and the address is 811 Wayne Avenue, and it's in the Whole Foods Shopping Center in downtown Silver Spring. We also have a website, www.metamorphosisboutiques.com.
Fantastic. I want you to stay on with us because you're our special guest. We're going to bring up another caller. Air code 703-992, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Russell. This is Tristan Curry.
Tristan Curry, how are you, sir?
Yeah, doing great.
We have Sharon Bullock here on the line. She's from Metamorphosis, and she definitely wants to hear about your business, and we want you to also connect with her after this show is over. But give us what your business is about.
Well, I recently became a part of the Trump Network, and that's with Donald Trump, the TV mogul in real estate and hotels. He's finally opened up a home-based business opportunity that's available to everyone. And he started out with products in the health and wellness arena through customized vitamins, and it's real exciting.
Well, health is very important. If you're not healthy and you don't have anything going with you as far as health-wise, then that's going to affect you all around, because health is number one. If you're sick, you can't do anything. And
that's true.
And when it comes to health, people sometimes take it for granted, but it's very important, because the healthier you are, the better you are, and you can do what you need to do. Because a lot of times, even if you're in business, if you don't take care of your health and you get sick, your business can't survive.
That's true.
Where are you located? Give us your address and give us how to locate you.
Well, I'm in Maryland, in the D.C. metropolitan area, and you can reach me at my home office. It's 301-336-7871, and my name is Tristan Curry with the Trump Network, and our website is www.americagetpaid.com.
AmericaGetPaid.com. And if you get paid,
that's right.
If you have income, then you can also shop at Metamorphosis. Say hi to Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Tristan. How are you?
Association. Doing good.
Wonderful.
Yes.
It's all about networking and meeting each other. What you have can accent her business, and what she has can accent yours. Because when people, believe me, when women become successful and they get a pile of money, what are they going to do with that money most likely? they're going to shop.
Hopefully shop.
They're going to shop. So anybody that's in the Trump network that actually enhances their income, and if you can show them how to do that, they're going to go and shop at Metamorphosis because they want to look better. They want to accent their success of how they're rated and how they're being successful and how their income has changed. And if they're looking healthy, they sure want to wear nice clothes. So the hookup between you and her is going to be fantastic. I want you to make sure you get her number and her website and contact her because your base of people, and I've been knowing you for a long time, and I want to tell the audience out here, Tristan Carey is an advocate, marketing, advertising, promoting individual. I've been knowing him probably 15, 20 years. He's always been a supporter of the magazine, but also he supports other businesses. So make sure you get Sharon's number and the website and contact her. You know, we want to give out
that connection.
And speaking of networking, and that is so very important because that is what really helps me out in my business is that going to different networking events. And I belong to this awesome women's organization that I help co-found, which is Sisters for Sisters Network, Inc. And we are about women helping women to connect. And we have an awesome network and always, we actually meet the fourth Sunday of every month, and this is another tool that helps me get my business out there and to meet and find people who need my services, and then I find services that I can use of theirs as well. So networking is so very, very important.
Where's that meeting going to be held at the fourth Sunday? Where's it held at?
Well, we actually have meetings around the Beltway, and so we just had our last meeting in Baltimore at the Belvedere. So our next meeting is going to be in Washington, D.C., and for more information, you can go directly to our website, which is www.sistersnetwork.org.
Fantastic.
All right.
That's an excellent idea. I want you to stay online. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to bring up caller 202-409. And just stay online. We'll be back. This is Motivational Mondays. It's all about you. Marketing tips for small businesses right here on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Russell Price, Jr.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Motivational Mondays. We discuss how to market your business and how to better your business every Monday. It's all about you. The number here is 347-637-1577. caller from area code 301-409. Give us a call back. We lost you, but give us a call back. We're going to talk about some marketing tips, a couple of marketing tips on how you can market your business if you have a small business. The number one tip you can do is postcards. You can put a small ad on a postcard and mail it out to prospects in your target market. People read postcards if the message is brief. Don't make it real long. Don't make it to the point where people get too much to read, too much small print, too much, they won't read that. But if it's brief, right to the point, and it says something that can grab them, they will take that postcard and use it to their advantage. It doesn't cost much. Also, you want to rotate your marketing tactics. Try different approaches. Don't use the same market approach all the time. Don't keep sending out postcards because they will eventually not look at them. Use the buddy marketing to promote your business. For example, if you're going to send out brochures, you can put your business card inside of someone else's business card inside your business brochure, and that way they can do the same for you, and it's like a buddy marketing thing, and it just sort of lets you it doesn't cost as much because both of you are now helping each other by buddy marketing. What do you think about that, Sharon?
I think that's an excellent idea. I do a lot of postcards, of course, taking them to events as well. And the postcard gives them, like you said, information. And a lot of times, especially if it's something attractive on that card, they're more than less likely to throw it away. So you got to make the postcard attractive, not too busy, but something that will, you know, catch their eye. And when I was talking about networking earlier and Sisters for Sisters, I do also want to mention our founders is Peggy Morris. She is the founder of the organization, and I mentioned that I was a co-founder. So she is the president of the organization, and I believe she's even online to call in and can probably give us more information if we have that location for the upcoming meeting in March. So
As soon as she calls me, we're going to put her on. The number is 347-637-1577, 347-637-1577. So if she's out there, have her call back, and we'll definitely, or if she hasn't called yet, we'll definitely get her on the air. Marketing tips are extreme. I believe in sending out some kind of brochure, some kind of ad marketing. Also, get your business card in as many people's hands as you possibly can. When I was marketing my business years ago, I used to make a pledge to myself, I'm going to send out or give no more than 250 cards a day. And I would try to either go to a supermarket or I go down to a metro stop or somewhere where there was traffic before I came to my place of business. I would stop at a metro stop and just hand out 250 cards to people just as they coming down the escalator. But I was really hungry. You got to be hungry. You want to make sure people are known. I would put my business card before I started paying my bills online. If someone sent me a bill that I had to pay, Visa, MasterCard, whatever it was, when I'm sending my bill back, I put my business card in there. I mean, they sent,
oh, that's a great idea.
They sent their advertisement to me. I said, wait a minute.
How about that?
Why can I send mine back to them? Why am I paying?
I like that. Look, I'm writing that one down because I have a lot of bills.
A lot of bills. Then write that down and then encourage other people. When you know, I used to encourage people that I know. I say, hey, do me a favor. Here's 10 business cards. If you got 10 bills, put my business card in your bill for me. I mean, it's an excellent marketing tool.
I like that.
I mean, because if you realize when you get your bill, there's an advertisement in it. Somebody paid thousands of dollars to have that insert put inside of your bill.
That's
and they're
so
advertising
funny.
Something else.
You're
and the
so
phone
right.
company is reeking that advertising dollar.
Right.
And so you can use that same tactic for yourself. So it's just a marketing tip that doesn't cost anything, but it can help you market your business. Also, we're going to give another tip out. Answer your phone differently. When you answer your phone, don't say the same thing every time. Say something different. You know, good morning, this is Sharon with, you know, check out this or whatever you want to say. But you have something different that the person, when they answer the phone, when they call you, you're going to throw them a little bit off because it's not going to be the same greeting. And they're going to say, oh, wow, you have something special today, or you're doing something different, whatever. But that answering the phone in a different manner is a good it's a good marketing tool. You follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
It really works out great, you know. So you want to make sure that you can do that, you know. You want to make sure that you you do that, you know what I mean? Make sure that you market yourself differently. Stickers, stamps, and handwritten notes are also a good way to market your business.
Mm-hmm.
Handwritten notes, really, if someone bought something from you and you send them a little handwritten note, people don't really write any notes anymore, letters anymore. It's all email. But if you had a big sale or if you had a customer buy something and you say, oh, this customer spent a little bit of money with me, you know,
mm-hmm.
let me write them a little personal note, you know, and you sign it, and you'd be surprised how that has a little impact on the customer, a little personal note if you wrote something to them.
Absolutely.
Also, your newsletter. You should also have your own newsletter. It's a good marketing tool, and with the internet and these templates that they have now, you can actually make up your own newsletter, and you can keep your customers abreast of what you're doing through your newsletter.
And to your point, newsletters is an excellent idea. I do a lot of e-blasts, and which is pretty much the same thing. And, you know, any upcoming events that I'm having, I usually send out in an e-blast. For example, we have a fashion show coming up, April 18th, by the way. And that's going to be at the store. And I continue to add to my database, especially through the networking events, getting people's business cards and getting their permission to add them to my database, so that when I do have events like this, we just had a trunk show where a jewelry designer was in the store this past weekend, Elena Design Studio. She makes beautiful jewelry. So I have local artists and I have vendors are artists as far away as Amsterdam, but I also have them as local as Silver Spring. So we have email blasts that we send out letting people know what we're having in the store, what kind of promotions we're doing, in-store promotions, book signings. All of these things are ways of bringing traffic if you have a storefront into your business.
Fantastic. Caller 240-678, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Russell and Sharon. This is Peggy Morris. How are you?
Hi, Peggy.
Great. Fantastic.
Yes. Your guys sound great. Really, really sounding good out there.
Great. Thanks for calling in.
Talk about what you do, Peggy.
Well, you know, Russell, you and I met, God, I know, about 5 or 6 years ago. We were over at the Hampton Mall.
Wow.
Remember you did an event over there many years ago?
Way back.
You know, it's a funny thing. You talked about Hampton Mall. I was going to buy Hampton Mall. I was there in the infancy. I was a Prince George's County police officer at the time. And the gentleman who had owned the mall, his name was Turner, Albert Turner, never forget him as long as I live, he came to me and he says, look, I'm having some difficulties here in the mall, because Hampton Mall was the first enclosed mall built in Prince George County. People don't realize that it was
the first. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, people don't understand the history of Prince George's County. There was no such thing as a mall in Prince George's County, and this gentleman built Hampton Mall. It was the first enclosed mall built in Prince George's County, and it had a movie theater, aquarium, beautiful mall. And as time went on, it went down, and then people started to try to create malls, so they started to enclose open malls. And the first mall they enclosed was Montgomery Mall off of 450. They enclosed that. Then they enclosed Iverson Mall. All those were open malls. They made them into malls. Prince George's Plaza, the same way, was an open mall, and they enclosed it and made it mall. So that's a little history about Hampton Mall. But I was able to own access to the mall, and he wanted me to buy it, and I used to do marketing events there. We had vendors, and it was just a big to-do. I had the place upstairs. So what part were you involved in, Peggy?
Well, you know, you had a networking event there. That's
right.
Where you and I connected. Now, Sharon, if I'm not mistaken, I thought you were with me.
Yes, I was. That's why I was, that's why I left.
Wow, so I've met her before. I've met you before.
We actually did meet before years ago, and Peggy brought it to my attention when I told her, you know, about you, and she said, that name rings a bell. She said, we went to a networking event of his years ago at Hampton Mall, and that's I forgot to mention that to you.
Wow.
And then also, I'm on your Facebook page, so we're connected, trust me.
Oh, great, great. Fantastic. Well, tell us about the Sisters for Sisters.
Well, honest to God, it's amazing. Sharon and I knew each other from Morgan State, but we truly didn't connect until about 2002 when we were at one of Willie Jolly's workshops. And from that, we realized that we knew each other. And Willie was putting on these workshops in Washington, D.C., and he told us about this power networking conference where he was going to be speaking. And so Sharon had already planned to go, and she was looking for some other ladies to join her. So we came up. It was four of us. I grabbed my cousin, and Sharon had a friend, and that made up the four of us. We got to the airport at BWI and to attend the power networking conference in Cleveland, Ohio. Gets to the airport, and I say to them, I said, look, sisters, we need to be somebody. And so we stood there with our name and our mission that we wanted to be able to go to this conference that was very powerful for black folks, be able to bring that information back and share with other women who could not make the conference. So that's how Sisters for Sisters Network was birthed. The four of us, we were sisters, sisters in spirit and sisters in love. And the fact that we were going to a power networking conference, that's how we came with the name.
Excellent name. Excellent name.
Sisters.
And we've been doing this, yeah,
grown
we've been doing
tremendously.
This for 8 years.
Yeah. It starting with the four of us, I think the four of us met for 2 years before we had our first event. But it was like, mm-hmm. And then once we started having them, you know, they grew from, you know, from five people there, 10 people there, you know. I mean, we can have. Every meeting, we probably have a minimum of 40 women to attend, but we've grown the organization to over 200 women.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. That is fantastic. Well, you're doing a great job as far as networking and getting sisters to network with each other and helping businesses and women. It's all about networking. It's all about interacting with people. That's what Be There Magazine is. We're Washington's Maryland premier online magazine to tell where to go, who to call, how to get there. Internet marketing is the future. You cannot get around it. If you don't understand it, you're going to be doing your business an injustice. You mentioned Facebook. As we speak right now, we're broadcasting live on Facebook. Millions of people have the opportunity to just push that button and hear this show live off of Facebook. Where else can you do that? I mean, it's awesome. I mean, it's awesome. Twitter, we're live on Twitter right now. I mean, it's just. I just can't explain people, businesses, how important this internet marketing is. And what we're doing now, this broadcast blog talk radio, blogs and blog talk and radio shows are the future for businesses and marketing. This show will be archived on Be There Magazine and on Facebook. You can hear anytime you want. You can take this show and put it on your website. You can email it to your friends. What we're sharing right now among the callers who are online right now, Tristan's on the line. We have you on the line, we have Sharon on the line, but that's a network right now that's powerful because what you have to share and what Sharon is sharing, and now with Tristan, we had another caller just drop off, so we'll come back on. We're talking about networking right here live on Motivational Mondays, and we're here every Monday. Sharon, give us about this event coming up on the 18th.
Absolutely. We're going to be having a fashion show at Metamorphosis, and it's going to be a 3 p.m. show. And as that show sells out, because it will, we will then add a 12 o'clock and so forth. It probably be a 12 and a 6 o'clock show if necessary. So we will be showing our spring fashions, and our theme is Dare to be Different, because at Metamorphosis, if it's not unique, we don't carry it. and you can get tickets online. They're only $25 up until March 15, and then it goes up to $35. So you can get tickets online. Again, the website is www.metamorphosisboutiques.com, or you can call the store 301-588-8901. Or, of course, visit the store at 811 Wayne Avenue in the Whole Foods Shopping Center in downtown Silver Spring. And that's 20910.
That's a fantastic concept. Dare to be different. Dare to be different. I remember back in the 70s, they had a Dare to be Great. It was we remember that? Dare to be Great.
Yeah,
that was a big thing among people back. This is in the 70s. I'm going a little bit way back in the day, but it was an organization. It was called Dare to be Great, and people branched out. And you mentioned Willie Jolly, and I want to tell you about my connection with Willie Jolly. Me and Willie Jolly go back to the infancy of who he is. He used to be a jingle person, make jingles.
Yes. Yes.
And we had a mutual friend, which was Les Brown, and Les Brown. Willie Jolly met Les Brown. Les Brown took him under his wing, and I was there. It was called Russell's News at the time. It was not Be There magazine. It was called Russell's News. Russell's News was the premier magazine to cover Willie Jolly's debut at the Warner Theater, being introduced by Les Brown. That's how far me and Willie Jolly go back. Great
wow.
person. Great person. But like I said, I've been in this town since, and I've been here in Washington metropolitan area since 1972. So we do it all. We're going to take a quick break again. We'll be right back. Some more tips. Money, money. Some people got to have it. We all need to have it. Tristan, tell us about this money issue, about why we have to have money. Tristan, you still there? We may have lost Tristan. Coach, come on. You're up next, Coach.
Good morning. How are you, Russell?
I'm doing better than good. Better than good.
Fantastic.
This is the coach, one of our premier radio hosts that's on WOL. He is a mogul in the talk show industry. He's a talk show host, morning show host out of WL, out of Baltimore, and he's here to join us. And we want to connect with everybody on the line. We want you to connect with the coach, Butch McAdams, because he hosts a radio show on WL every morning with Larry Young. Coach, give us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I've been very blessed for the past 18 years now. It'll be 18 years in August to have worked for Radio 1, Miss Kathy Hughes, in various capacities, WOL 1450 DC, WOLB 1010 AM in Baltimore. And, I just love doing it because I get a chance to dialogue with people from all over the country. I also get a chance to bring my views of what's going on in the world today, as well as listen to the views of others.
And I want you to also expand on how important it is to network, to be what you call use all venues such as radio, internet, like you say, marketing as far as flyers, et cetera. But we have Metamorphosis Online, Sharon Bullock, and you were with me when I had the pleasure of meeting Sharon Bullock. We were walking. We go to Whole Foods a lot because we're health conscious people, and we love good food, and we love to treat our bodies to the best. So we're at Whole Foods quite a bit. I was walking by Whole Foods. We were going to have lunch at another location, and I saw this gorgeous, awesome boutique, and it reminded me of the boutique days of myself. And I said to Coach, I said, Coach, this is awesome. I have to go ahead and look. And I went in and I met Ms. Sharon Bullock, but he also met her at the same time. So this is an opportunity now where we network, where, because she didn't know who I was, she didn't know who the coach was, but now she has the opportunity to talk to him about WOL, about Radio One. Say hi to Sharon, Coach.
Good morning. And, you know, I concur everything that Russell stated. I mean, it is just a first-class operation, second to none. I mean, just outstanding products, outstanding fashion, professionalism in terms of the proprietor. And I just think people need to know about it, and we need to support our own. We
do. I appreciate that so much, Coach, and it was a pleasure meeting you then, and another pleasure hearing from you again. I your words are just, you know, it's melting my heart. I really appreciate it.
You know, I've walked by the store multiple times, and to be honest with you, I took notice for two reasons. One, the fashions, and I love fashions, be it male or female fashions. But secondly, I would always see such beautiful, classy women inside of the store. You know, and I'm saying, wow, every time I
attract light, right?
Yeah. And every time I pass the store, you know, I'm seeing all these gorgeous, classy women in there, and I'm saying, wow, you know what? This is a first class operation that more people need to be aware of.
Oh, thank you so much. And that's the whole, that's the key, and it sort of looks like we're tucked back there and, you know, sort of tucked away, and people don't know that we're there. And that is the whole key, is I really, really want people to help me spread the word that we are there, and we would love to have you come and visit us, because, you know, if you don't know that we're there, you can't come. So this is one of the formats. I appreciate so much meeting both of you, and, you know, and Russell just, you know, taking me under his wing. So I'm just really blessed, and I'm so glad, you know, to be on here today to help spread the word even more.
Well, you're gonna find out, Sharon, that this is you have something that is so unique. It is a boutique, and a boutique is not very, it's not like it was years ago where you had boutiques all over the place. You have a boutique, and once women find out that you're there, and we're going to do everything that we can to spread the word. I'm going to spread your, I know so many people, and the coach knows people, but Be There magazine is a evolution of several magazines. It started as Russell's News, then it evolved to the City Guy, and then evolved from there to the Washington Business Guy, and now it's Be There magazine online. But all those people from 30 years that know me, it's they know who I am. I'm going to make sure they know who you are. It's about transferring information. Information is power. But once they see your boutique, once they visit your website, once they look at the actual clothes, the jewelry, the accessories, all those things will melt in your mouth. Like Coach said, when I walked in, I know boutiques. I've had them. Yeah. Your boutique reeks class. You reek class. You can't buy it. You can't make it. You have to have it. And you have it. You are a class act. You are a class lady. And ladies will want to be like you. They want to reek what you have. They want to pour off what you have. They're going to like your clothes. They're going to like you. No one who meets you will not enjoy what you have put your heart into. Passion is fashion for you. Fashion is passion for you. You really like that, and that's why I'm so passionate about promoting your business. Anybody can buy an ad, anybody can promote something. That doesn't mean anything. But if you believe in the product and believe in the individual, it's going to come across in your voice, in your mannerisms. It's going to come across when you speak to someone about your business. I've been pouring that name off my mouth several people since I met you, and they say, oh, I know that exists, blah, 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 and that's how it's going to happen. So
yes, I certainly appreciate it, and this is an excellent forum to be able to help businesses get their names out there, and I, for one, certainly need this. So, and it couldn't come at a better time, because we have, you know, had so many challenges, you know, this past year, and I think I share it with you, Russell. Had I not opened my business when I did, I don't think I would have. I think I would have been discouraged, because I was one of the lucky few who opened just before this so-called R word, I call it, because I'm not going to let it part my lips because I'm not claiming it. But when just before all of this happened with the economy, I opened my doors about 6 months really prior to all of this happening. And the good news is that I got a chance to experience the good side. So when I first opened and people were still discovering me, that field was open, you know, where people were walking past and discovering me for the first time. Things were good. I mean, I really did have a really good beginning, and that told me that I'm in the right place, I'm supposed to be there, and the business has so much potential. But actually, 6 months after that, construction started in front of my store, you know, the bottom fell out of the economy. I mean, all of these things happened after I opened, and like I said, had I not experienced the good side, I would have truly been discouraged and as far as hanging in there. And I truly, truly do need your support and all of the listeners' support, and, you know, just please help me get the word out.
And I'm joining in late, so I don't know. Please forgive me if you've done it. But if not, you know, Russell and I, and we've tried to give a vivid description of your establishment, but you know it better than we. Talk to us about what type of clothing you have, you know, what type of individuals that you try to attract. Is it a store for young women, middle-aged women, all women, black women? You know, talk to us about your store.
Absolutely. We carry one-of-a-kind and unique-to-find items, but we are a wardrobe and accessories boutique, and I specialize in wardrobes because I believe in expanding what you have and adding to what you have, and that's through accessorizing. I carry apparel. I carry high-end clothing at affordable prices.
That, if you can repeat that, folks, all of the ladies out there, please hear this, because this is the thing that caught my eye when I finally went in the store, is that I saw quality apparel at affordable price.
Absolutely. I just refuse to carry an item that's like $500, for example. I try to keep my prices in the, I would say, $200 or less for one item, but I try to also give you the quality that you would get if you paid more. So I look for things that have that look, that uniqueness that you won't see yourself as often, because I normally do not carry more than one of each size. And if it is something that we've already sold, the only way you're going to get it is if I special order it. I don't just continue to reorder the same thing, because I like to always be looking for something new. But if you see something and it's not in your size, just ask us. As long as it's available, we can get it. I carry all sizes. However, I may not have your size on the floor that day. Just ask us. As long as they carry it, we can get it. I can get sizes from extra small to 4X or from 2 to 20. So it's really about your coming in the store, seeing something you love, and if you don't see your size or the color you want, just ask us, because, you know, it's so hard to carry, you know, all of these sizes on the floor or all the colors that the item may come in. So it may come in a different color, or may not be your color that day, but, you know, at Metamorphosis, you know, we aim to please, and that's the main thing, is that customer service is so, so important, and that's important in any business, but I really take it to heart because I want the customer to feel special when they come in my door. And you mentioned ages. We cater to women, I would say, around 30 and older, only because the clothing are for women with a sense of style, but at the same time, they may be career women, they may be business owners, they may be house moms, or just whatever, and they may need something for a special occasion. So this is the boutique you want to come to if any of those categories fit you. I don't necessarily cater to a younger crowd, but I do have items that they would like as well, because you may find things that, if you like your things shorter, you know, that might appeal to the younger crowd, for example. If you like the longer skirts or dresses, I also carry those. My hats are unique to the point where they're not what you call, quote, church lady hats, but at the same time, you can wear them to church.
Well, I like
so
the
it's
fact.
Like, you know, it's not, and then I have everyday hats. I am a hat person, but you rarely ever see me without a hat on. And this comes from my childhood when growing up, my mother, you know, it's just like hats were a thing with us, and we had to wear hats to church. You know, we had to cover our heads. And it's like an outfit wasn't complete unless I had on a hat. So that sort of just sort of grew with me through the years, and it's just like I complete my outfits with hats. So I believe everyone can wear a hat. It's just finding the hat for you. So it's so, it warms my heart when a woman comes in and who's never worn a hat, for example, and I can put a hat on them and show them the hat that looks good on them, and that's the first time they've ever worn a hat, and they will go out there and they will get compliments so much that they come back so elated and say, oh my God, I got so many compliments on this hat, I got to get another one.
Wow.
You know, so that's what it's all about. You know, it's making women feel good about themselves on the outside, you know, and that way your self-esteem can be built from the outside in, because we hear a lot about, you know, okay, you start on the inside, and that's good too, but sometimes you got to give it to them from the outside if they don't have what it takes from the inside. So you give it to them. Give it to them from the outside, and if they get the compliments from that, oh my goodness, you should see how women glow after they start to get these compliments. They walk straighter, they stand up taller, and they know all because they bought something from Metamorphosis.
Sharon,
how about that,
Sharon? I want to ask you a question, Sharon.
Sure.
And I love what you're saying, and you have really, you can hear the passion in your voice. You can hear how you have definitely put everything that I feel as though into this fashion boutique. Tell us about the name, Metamorphosis. How did you derive to get that type of name?
Russell, you know, at a point, I grew up in the hair care industry. My aunt had 5 beauty salons and a beauty school, and I thought that was my calling, or that I was supposed to open a day spa. And I worked in the hair care industry for years. I worked for companies like Soft Sheen and Eminem Products and so forth, and I was in the hair care industry for 15 years, and I wanted to open this day spa. And Metamorphosis was, to me, a transformation where you come in one way and you come out another. Mm-hmm. And I wanted a boutique inside of a day spa. I kept hitting brick walls after brick wall after brick wall trying to get this day spa open. And it's not rocket science. I don't know why it was so difficult, but today I think I understand, because I never really listened to my real calling, which was fashion, because I used to daydream about clothes, and I didn't think that that was my passion. I didn't know anything about passion at the time. I just thought that I was being conceited and I just liked the dress, you know. So I never told anybody, you know, but it was like
I would always daydream about clothes. And I would dress people in my head. You know, I see people walking down the street, and I say, oh, that color doesn't work with them. They could look better in this, or they could wear that. You know, so it was always something. I was always transforming people in my mind. So metamorphosis to me means that you might be that caterpillar that wants to become a butterfly, but you don't know how. So it's like if you come to metamorphosis, we can help bring out that butterfly in you. We can help you take your look to the next level because you may not know how to put the pieces together, but you like them on other people. So we can show you how to create your unique self. You
great
know?
Name. Great name.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the clock here. We're out of time. I want to read your mission statement, just a little bit about your mission
statement. And give the location.
And she had the location. We
okay.
didn't give that again. We're going to do it again before we go. But I want to read your mission statement. Our mission is to transform women's lives by making them feel good about themselves through their outward appearance so that it might permeate inward, to build their self-esteem so they might reach their highest dreams and potential. That's serious. You can read more about her mission statement on the website, but go to her website and give it to us again, Sharon, and the address and the phone.
Sure, it's www.metamorphosisboutiques.com, and our phone number is 301-588-8901. We're open 7 days a week, by the way, and we're open Monday through Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, we're open until 9 p.m., and we're open Sundays from 12 to 5 p.m., and we're located at 811 Wayne Avenue in downtown Silver Spring in the Whole Foods Shopping Center.
And it's plenty of free parking.
Yes, the free
That's
parking.
Key.
Absolutely. Very accessible, and if you're taking the metro, you would just take to downtown Silver Spring and Wayne Avenue. You actually just walk up three long blocks, and you're there. And I want to also emphasize again, we have a fashion show coming up on April 18th. We'll have live jazz entertainment to be announced, and we are also selling tickets. You can get them online or at the store. They're only $25 if you get your ticket in advance by March 15, and then it goes up to $35 after that. And I hope that the audience will pass the word along and that we'll see you there.
Well, I'm going to be there. I'm going to come just to look at all the beautiful women that's going to be coming.
And well, there definitely will be beautiful women there.
Oh, it is the women who love your fashions are all beautiful. Well, you're going to be hearing more about Metamorphosis from Be There Magazine. We also have an event that's coming up that Sharon will be at to meet more ladies and more men that want to shop for their ladies at the event that's coming up on March 31st at Policy. There will be over 200 to 300 people there. We're talking about quality people, excuse me, people of class. We're going to be talking about Metamorphosis because Sharon's going to be there. It's called Blacks Over 40, that party. And these are class act people who really tell them, Butch, about the events that we have at Policy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just a whole bunch of good people coming together. You know, leave your resumes at home, but bring your personalities with you.
And you're going to meet some positive people, and networking is going to be the key. Bring your business cards. And we're going to be featuring Metamorphosis there. So she will be one of our businesses that we're going to be make sure everybody knows who she is there. Because the women and men there, the weather's starting to break. Spring is upon us, and they have to be transformed. We have to have them transformed. Metamorphosized. We're going to have a metamorphosized right there at Black Over 40 Party. Peggy, give us a closing statement from you.
From me?
Peggy, give
me a call. Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
Well, please visit Metamorphosis. Again, if it's not unique, we don't carry it. And we would love to have you at our fashion show on April 18th. The show time is 3 p.m., and we will add other shows if necessary. And, again, we can be reached through our website, www.metamorphosisboutiques.com, or give us a call on 301-588-8901. Again, I'm Sharon Bullock, the owner, and I have enjoyed the show.
Fantastic. This has been Motivational Mondays Live with Russell Price, publisher of BeThereMagazine.com, and you will be able to hear Motivational Mondays every Monday, marketing tips to improve your business. See you next Monday.